the Tri-County's local sports leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for live Tri-County High School basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves.
It's time for basketball once again here in the Susquehanna Valley. Harry Graves along with Chase Miller here at courtside at Unitego Central School. This is Spartan Country. Tonight's game will be starting up here in just a very few moments. It's our pleasure to bring you all of the play-by-play in color this evening. Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney sponsors tonight's tip-off show for all of your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department. See the folks at Chambers and O'Hara. They wish the coaches, the players, and the fans of both of these teams the very best in tonight's game and throughout the season. Well, you might call this a Mediterranean showdown today because we have the Spartans against the Trojans, the Unitego Spartans against the Green Trojans. So if you happen to know your Greek history, folks, this will be a royal battle. And it's going to be a great one here for MAC basketball fans as we have the Unitego Spartans unbeaten in league play. Only one loss in the whole season. That came to Shenango Valley. And it should be a wonderful, wonderful Donnybrook coming up. While I've got just a moment, I think I will jump in and do all of the starting lineups because we don't know what the pregame ceremonies are going to be here. But we want to make sure that we get in the necessary information. And we want to make sure that we send out a very special greeting to all of the Green Trojan listeners, all of their fans who pick up our signal fine up on the hill there in Coventry and then down sliding into the Shenango Valley in Green, New York. So for the visiting Green Trojan, number 3, Dan Treadwell, he is a 5'9 junior. Number 13 is Sam Adams. He's a senior, 6'4". He's a big guy. Jeff Carlin, you've heard that name before. Number 23, he's a 5'9 senior. Number 34, Brandon Davis, another big, lanky forward. He's a sophomore and stands 6'3". So they're the starting five for the Green Trojans. For the hometown Unitego Spartans, coached by Jim Knight, Tyler Butler, number 20, a junior, 6 feet even. Number 22, Phil Young, he is another junior, stands 5'7". Dan Shelton is the big boy on the Unitego Spartans team. He's 6'3". He'll be wearing number 30 tonight, and that senior is one of the very few seniors seeing starting action. Another senior, 6'5", Travis Woods, will be wearing number 42. And rounding out the Unitego Spartans lineup, Quinn Barnhart, he also tops the 6-foot figure at 6'2". He's a junior, and this evening he will be wearing number 44. We had a junior varsity contest captured by Green. 48-40 was the final score there. Leading the way for the victorious Green Trojans was Colin Brooks. He had 14 points, while in a losing effort, Tanner Winchester ended up having 15 for the junior varsity Spartans. So we will have ourselves all of the opening ceremonies coming up here shortly. But we've got business to take care of, so we'll catch up on some of that required business right now. You are listening to your station for sports here in the Susquehanna Valley or in the Tri-Town area, whichever you prefer to call it. Right here, your station, WCDO.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers & O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by and see Cork, Ron, Doug, and Witt today for the best deal on your next vehicle. And Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers & O'Hara Car & Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
My wife was kind enough to tell me that I have a little problem sharing.
So I suggested that he start by sharing the one thing he cherishes the most, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
It was tough, but I got 20 Chicken McNuggets for just $4.99, and one by one doled out those tender, juicy nuggets. One for them, two for me. One for them, three for me.
See, Larry, doesn't sharing feel good?
Yeah, one for them, four for me. One for them, a few more for
McDonald's me. Chicken McNuggets made with white meat. With 20 for just $4.99, it's a simple joy of sharing. Prices and participation may vary.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Grant back here at Courtside at Unitico. Well, you can hear by the noises in the background that we are now getting ready to do the national anthem and the other things on the introduction ceremony. We mentioned before that the only loss for the Unitico Spartans this year came at the hands of Chenango Valley. That came a week ago, and it was a 10-point decision. 57-47 was the final score there. Where we mentioned yesterday that the Harpersville Hornet ladies had not lost a single game by less than 25 points, or I mean they'd won all of their games by more than 25 points. The unbeaten record for the Unitico Spartans has not been that same way this year. They've had many games that have been a whole lot closer than that, many of them 10 points or 15 points, some of them even 3 or 4, but it's been that kind of a very good season. So we're going to have the introduction of players here momentarily, so you're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Catskill Travel in Sydney invites you to enjoy a 10-day Panama Canal cruise this April on Princess Cruise Line. You'll visit Aruba, Cartagena, Colombia, Lehman, Costa Rica, and Jamaica, plus partial transit of the Panama Canal through the Gutan Locks to Gutan Lake. This amazing cruise starts at an incredible $14.49 per person, plus airfare. All meals on board are included, as well as a $60 per cabin onboard credit. Find out more about the 10-day Panama Canal Cruise at Catskill Travel, Main Street, Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Curry Graves back here at courtside as we are ready for basketball. We always want to make mention of the fact that anytime we come here to Unitigo, it is always Judy Patel who ends up singing the national anthem, and once again, she did an outstanding job. Well, Mr. Miller, it's been a long time. I haven't seen you. What you been doing? Just absolutely nothing lately?
Nada.
Nada?
Cool.
You know, if we look down here today, and I know you don't remember, but number 20 today is a younger gentleman by the name of Tyler Butler. And you and I went skiing with him some years ago, didn't we go to Bel Air? And his dad and some other people were on that bus, because I think, didn't you go on the bus with us over to Bel Air?
Yep.
So you didn't know it at the time, but you ended up skiing with that guy back in the dark ages when both of you were a heck of a lot younger than you are now. So, in any event, we have the starting lineups coming in here, and we're going to have basketball coming up for you in just a moment. As we said, Tyler Butler, Phil Youngs, Dan Shelton, Travis Wood, and Quinn Barnhart, the starters for the Unitigo Spartans. And it will be Danny Treadwell, Sam Adams, Jeff Carlin, Ryan Bors, and Brandon Davis, the starting five for the Green Trojans. And with that, we have the team session in the center of the court for the Unitigo Spartans, and they now come off to the sidelines, and we're just about ready to go. This is one of a continuing series of high school sporting events brought to you throughout the year over your station for sports. This broadcast, a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. So any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without the express written consent of WCDO and Section 4 is strictly prohibited. So it will be Travis Woods going up against Sam Adams. They're in the jump circle now, and we're just about ready to go. It is going to be referee Reynolds who flips it up. It goes down court quickly, controlled by the Unitigo Spartans. Number 30 in underneath, that's Dan Shelton. And Dan Shelton breaks the ice and gets the first 2 points of this ball game. Fast break down the court, but Green is going to fire it out of bounds. And it will be the Unitigo Spartans bringing it in all over again. Phil Youngs. Up across the 10-second stripe, cutting behind him is Tyler Butler. Butler looks off to the right side now, feeds it in underneath. Number 42, Travis Woods, the big guy, down the lane, right side, tries to put it up. He gets a little bit too much muscle off the ball. It comes off the backboard, grabbed down by Green. Dan Treadwell, left side layup. It won't go for him either. And we're going to go back up court. Phil Youngs stops at the center of the court, met there by Dan Treadwell. Now they work it inside. Off to the far side, Quinn Barnhart. Jumper from the right side won't go. In underneath is Tyler Butler. Butler grabs it, but he can't get it up off the court. And it will be turned over to the Green Trojans. Treadwell down court, long pass quickly to the far corner. And the ball cannot be grabbed by one of his teammates. It goes up against the wall of the gymnasium, and it will be Unitigo ball again. First minute by in this ball game, 2-0. The Spartans lead it. Phil Youngs across the midcourt stripe, finds over there Quinn Barnhart. Barnhart tries to get it in underneath to Travis Woods. The ball is deflected, and it will be out of bounds. Last touched by the Green Trojans. Green decked out in their yellow jerseys, lemon yellow with green numerals, and the Unitigo Spartans in their hometown whites. Traveling violation called against the Unitigo Spartans. So Green will take out the ball, but it's going to be a full court press being applied by Unitigo. Now Treadwell finally gets through, bounce passes it off to the near side. Phil Youngs deflects the ball. It goes out of bounds, inbounding now. It will be number 22, the aforementioned Mr. Youngs. He holds the ball up over his head. Now lofts it all the way across court. Goes in there to Sam Adams. Sam Adams putting it up. And nope, won't go. We're going to have a foul called on number 30. That is Dan Shelton. The official coming over, barking out his instructions to the score table. Going to the foul line, it will be number 22 for the Green Trojans. That's Ryan Borst. Borst, the senior, finds the bottom of the bucket. 2-1 is our score. The second shot is up. It this time hits the rim, but it does drop on through, and we're tied at 2. Phil Young cross midcourt, tries to drive down the lane, but a whistle will sound. And this time they're going to say 3 holding. That will be Treadwell, I believe. And let's see. Yep. It's one of the things that I like on this particular scoreboard. They can say who the fouler was, and it is going to be the first foul on Treadwell. Shot by Youngs goes up and through. The second one is also through, and we go to 4-2. Unitigo. Ooh, look out. Stolen ball leaping into the air. Dan Shelton, he brings it down, but the ball will be batted out of bounds by the Green Trojans. Good steal by Shelton. Remember, he is one of those aforementioned big guys, 6'3". Ball is going to go up against the back of the backboard. That's called out of bounds, so the Unitigo Spartans turn it over to the Trojans. Full court pressure coming again from Unitigo, but managing to get through there is going to be Treadwell. Treadwell off to the far side. Shot put up by number 21, Jeff Carlin. Carlin goes, or the ball is going to be grabbed down by Unitigo. And it'll be fed off to Phil Youngs. Youngs puts it up and through, and the point spread is 4. 6-2 is our score, Unitigo. Quickly, Jeff Carlin off to the right side, goes all the way across court to teammate, that is Sam Adams. Adams puts it up, but it won't fall for him, and it'll be brought out of the pack by a white jersey. They'll come off to Phil Youngs. Youngs feeding it out to Butler. Butler now around the horn goes to Dan Shelton. Shelton just holds it up, puts it up over his head. Now it goes out to number 44. That is Quinn Barnhart. Barnhart looking the other direction. Now recovers, grabs the ball down, works it down into the corner, comes back out front in there to Tyler Butler. Butler's shot gets lots of iron and goes high into the air. And it bounces loose. Finally, coming out of the pack, it will be Danny Treadwell for the Green Trojans. And underneath, number 22, that is going to be Ryan Borst. He's there all by himself. It's an easy little layup for him. And we've got ourselves a 6-4 ball game. 4 minutes, 32 seconds showing on the clock. Down into the corner, it's Quinn Barnhart. Barnhart tries one up for the right side. Will not fall. Grabbed off by Green. Stolen right back by the Unitigo Spartans, and they'll come in. It'll be fed off to Travis Woods. The big guy is a quick boy. He tries to go in underneath, will not go. And picking up his second foul of the ball game, Dan Treadwell. Treadwell, 5'9", a guard for the Green Trojans. And I'm looking down in front. They're going to come in with a sub for him. Putting the ball up will be Travis Woods. Coming into the ball game, it is going to be number 11. That's Joe Beckwith. Beckwith, who did a great job, a quarterback for football this year. He's a sophomore, 5'10". Second shot going to be up by Travis Woods. It's up and through, and Unitigo leads it 8-4. So the Green Trojans trying to get past all of the full court pressure being applied by Unitigo. They're going to cough the ball up. It'll be fed down in there to Quinn Barnhart. Barnhart valiantly goes to the hoop. The ball is going to be blocked, deflected away, And while it goes out of bounds, Nick Breck, a 6'2 junior, is going to come into the ball game as he will be replacing Quinn Barnard. Inside 4 minutes, your period number one. The ball fed into Travis Woods. Woods, oh, takes the back door. Sweet play. It goes around the iron a couple of times and then drops through. 10-4 is our score. In underneath, Ryan Boris. Boris trying to cut the lead. Puts his shot up. It'll go around to come back out. It's going to be grabbed off by Unitigo. Young moves it down to Butler. Play on the left side. They'll feed it in underneath to Travis Woods. We do have a whistle as the ball was stepped out of bounds. And coming into the ball game, number 34, that's Brandon Davis coming back in. Now for Green. Joe Beckwith off on the far side, just waiting for it. Now the ball is going to be fed to him, and he'll come back into number 13, Sam Adams. Adams just about from the foul line, puts up a jumper, but it hits off the back of the iron, high into the air, downed by the Green Trojans, down by the Unitigo Spartans. In underneath, they'll go to Nick Breck. And Breck manages to go up and make it a 12-4 score. And we are going to have a 30-second timeout. So we have a very brief pause in the action here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Perry Graves along with Chase Miller here at Unitigo High School. The Green Trojans with the basketball. They work it down in underneath, and now it's going to be stolen away by Unitigo. Out in front of the pack, big Dan Shelton taking those big long steps. He puts it up and through, and it's a 10-point lead, 14-4. Loose ball down in underneath the green basket. It's finally grabbed down by number 34, Brandon Davis. Davis was in the right place at the right time. He puts the ball up ever so softly, and it drops through. 14-6 is our score. 2:11, the clock running. Period number one. Collision in underneath the Unitigo basket. They're going to say the foul is going to be on number 33. That will, let's see, who are we going to have for 33? Jeremy Floor. Let's see, 33. Yep, it was his first. So Jeremy Floor had come in on the last time out. He, the 6'1 junior, picking up his first foul. Not a shooting situation. Ooh, sweet play. Phil Youngs breaks to the basket. And Sam Adams just simply, he's a tall boy, 6'4". He just put his hand up and just stopped that ball right where it was. It falls out of bounds. Green will inbound it. They trail in this ball game, 14-6. Unitigo on top. Unitigo trying to keep its unbeaten record in league play alive. In for the Green Trojans, Akeem Daniels, a 5'8 senior. He is very, very quick. He went in on that one, could not get it to fall. Now has to drop back on defense as the Unitigo Spartans get going. They feed it in there to Travis Woods. Woods now goes to the bucket, and look out, while he is standing in the air, Akeem Daniels grabs the basketball, comes down court, in underneath. It is put up by Sam Adams, and Adams is hit from behind. So they're going to say number 42, that is Travis Woods who makes the contact, and that will put the aforementioned Sam Adams, also at 6'4". He is a senior. He goes to the foul line, puts the first one up. It gets lots of metal up the back of the rim and bounds on out. He will get one more. And he makes the second one. He's right on the mark. So 14-7 is our score. So, Chase, we were talking as we came down. You made the mention about how boys basketball doesn't give you time to even be able to write down the score before the ball goes to the other end of the court.
It's crazy.
You're doing well.
It's bad.
You're doing well. Should have seen that game last night. 108, the ball's going to be batted out of bounds, and they will say it is time for the Green Trojans to
even
bring it
JV's
in.
Even JV's not that bad, but, man, varsity, you're get done writing down who scored the bucket on one side, and then you look over and there's ball
yep.
going in the bucket on the other side.
The thing of it is that so many of these ball players now play what we might call street ball, so as a result, they are very, very quick. Okay, here we go. It's going to be Sam Adams on the attack as he comes down, feeds it over to Jeremy Floor on the far side. Floor puts up a three-pointer. Referee Reynolds puts both hands up in the air, and as a result, we have ourselves a three-pointer. Courtesy of Jeremy Floor, the 6'1 junior, and with that, we'll have timeout. We've got ourselves a four-point ball game all of a sudden, as the Unitego Spartans lead in this contest by a score of 14 to, yeah, I think we made a mistake here. 33 is his number. No. So, regardless, Jeremy Floor gets the three-pointer, and we have ourselves a 14-10 contest. Coach Jim Knight wanted to have a word with his players. Finally got them together, and we're ready to go. Now it'll be an inbounding situation. Phil Youngs comes in, moves the ball across the 10-second stripe, and now feeds it in underneath the number 50, Nick Bracken. A whistle is being blown. And you could see by the look on his face who that one was. Number 34, that is Brandon Davis. Picking up his first foul, he just looked over and said, oh, come on, don't do that to me. Nick Brecht is at the foul line, puts the first one up. It hits off the front of the rim and bounds back. No score. Coming back into the ball game, Quinn Barnhart. Barnhart replaces Travis Woods. The second shot going to be up and through by Nick Brecht. 15-10 is the score. Well, the word on the street was that this is going to be a dandy of a ball game. Unbeaten in league play, the Unitego Spartans taking on the always pesky Green Trojans. Talking about Green Trojans, Akeem Daniels drives one in and makes it a three-point contest. 15-12 is the current score. Ball in underneath to Quinn Barnhart. Barnhart puts it up and around. It goes, drops down, and it is a 17-12 score. As you hear that sound in the background, that his time has run out here on period number one. We'll be back with the second period coming up on your station for sports, WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
It's cold outside, and Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney is here to make sure it doesn't get cold inside. You can count on Superior to properly install and repair your furnace to keep your family warm all winter. Kirk also installs and services boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, home repairs, and emergency service too. Stay warm this winter. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
No standout here as far as period number one is concerned for the Unitego Spartans. Phil Youngs has four, Dan Shelton has four, Travis Woods has four, and Nick Breck has three. Nobody one-siding it. Oh, now it's the Green Trojans putting on quite a show. Lots of quick passes, lots of shots going up, nobody getting into the hoop, and finally coming out of there with it is going to be number 12 for the Unitego Spartans. That is going to be Kellen Komenda. Komenda feeds it off down into the corner. Dan Shelton. Shelton is right there. Both hands are up. It's a three-pointer. And our score goes to 20-12. One thing you may want to do is make sure that you get 17 and 12 up there so we know what the quarter score was in case we miss it. With the basketball going in quickly for Unitego, Kellen Komenda left side. He picks up a couple. He gets that layup, 22-12. So all of a sudden we see the difference between these two clubs get narrowed down to about 3 points, and then all of a sudden, boom, they bring it back up to 10. Shot put up by Brandon Davis for the Green Trojans. It will not go. High into the air, grabbing it down, a white jersey. And they'll be coming to the other end of the court, and the ball will be whipped out of bounds. So it goes right back to the Green Trojans. You said it before. No sooner do I write it in the book, and all of a sudden I've got to write down something for the other team. Ryan Borst coming back into the ball game for the Green Trojans. The ball will be inbounded. Jeff Carlin is the man who's going to come across midcourt. He's going to be met there by Phil Youngs. And now they start the real action. Zach Wendlech is back in the ballgame. He is making his first appearance for the Green Trojans. Down the court very quickly. Long pass. It goes down to Dan Shelton. And Shelton manages to make it 24-12. So our score was very, very close at the quarter, and now all of a sudden it's a 12-point ball game. And not only that, we have Dan Shelton exploding out. Now he is up to 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, whole bunch of points, and we're in the second quarter, but that doesn't make any difference. So we've got a very quick timeout down below us, and we will be right back. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Sam Adams inbounds the ball to Jeff Carlin for the Green Trojans. The ball will be fired over to Adams, who will fire it right back, intended once again for Carlin. He puts it way up in the air, and Carlin can't jump that high. Zach Wendlech is in the ball game. He is on defense now, as coming down quickly will be Dan Shelton. Shelton trying to put it up. It won't go. It's going to be grabbed down by Jeff Carlin. Carlin crossed the midcourt stripe. He is met there by Tyler Butler. And finally, he goes down the left side. He puts up a jumper. Boom! It is 2 points for the Green Trojans. 24-14 is our score. 5:30 left here in period number two. Ball fed back out to Quinn Barnhart. Barnhart comes across to the near side to Phil Youngs. Youngs goes back to Tyler Butler. Butler tries a three-pointer, gets a little bit too much metal on it. It comes back out into play. It will be grabbed down in there by Jeff Carlin. Carlin, not a big guy. He stands 5'9", but he is a great guard. He now moves the ball back out front as he goes in there to Zach Wendlech. And there will be a whistle on the play, and they're going to say it's on number 20. That will be Tyler Butler picking up his first foul in this ball game, and going to the foul line will be sophomore Zach Wendlech. He drops the first one through. 5:01, period number two. 24-15 is our score. The second shot goes up by Wendlech, but it will not drop. It goes off to the left side. It will be picked up there by the Unitego Spartans. They're going to move it out to Phil Youngs. Youngs over on the right side. Goes in there to Shelton. Right back to Youngs. Now comes across to Tyler Butler over on the left side. Back out front to Youngs. Youngs finally takes the shot, scramble underneath for it, grabbed down in there by Dan Shelton. It will not go. Finally coming out of the pack is going to be Zach Wendland for the Green Trojans. He'll slow things down, come off to Carlin. Carlin out front, goes back to Sam Adams. Now they bounce past it in underneath, and the ball will be batted away. Last touched in there by Tyler Butler. 4:21, period number two. Still a 24-15 ball game. Stepping out of bounds will be Carlin. He wants to loft it in, gets it in the air, but it's going to be grabbed down by Travis Woods. And the Unitego Spartans will control the ball. Down in underneath now, they'll go to Quinn Barnhart. Barnhart's shot will not go. Back up court, it's Carlin as it's run and gun. Carlin's shot won't go. Grabbed down by Butler. Butler down into the corner. Comes down here to Quinn Barnhart. Barnhart takes the baseline and a whistle on the play. This one going to be on number 42. That will be Travis Woods. And on Woods, that is his second personal foul. Coming into the ball game, Danny Treadwell again, and Treadwell immediately steps out of bounds, getting ready to inbound the ball down at the far end of the court. He will inbound it to Ryan Boris. Boris will tap it right back to Treadwell, as Treadwell, the 5'9 guard, has the ball handling responsibilities. Now they go down to Sam Adams. Adams shoots one up left side, won't go. It rolls around and now is grabbed off by Unitego. Bingo, it's going to be Tyler Butler down to Dan Shelton. Shelton has a little short jumper. It goes up and through. 26-15 is our score. Dan Treadwell handling the basketball for Green. Goes back to Wendland. And driving down is the aforementioned Zach Wendland. And he goes in, puts it up. He is a sophomore, 5'10", and we have a whistle, which means timeout. 26-17 is our score. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Puff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Puff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Puff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Puff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
The pace does not stop. It just continues. Bang, bang, bang.
Dan Shelton now is in double digits with 11 points. He's definitely the top scorer right now.
He is the only man from either team that is in double figures. Everybody else mostly down in the 3 or 4 or 5 zone. 3:10 left in the second period of play. Here comes Phil Youngs. Youngs looks off to Shelton. Shelton comes back out front to Butler. Butler off on the left side. Nick Breck. Breck is going to drive down, but he's apparently steps on the baseline, and it will be Green ball. Green trailing by 9 in this ball game. They feed the ball out to number 22, Ryan Borst, and we are going to have timeout called by the Green Trojans. So very quickly, Rick Smith says, wait a minute, I want to be able to talk to my guys and get things going my way. He whistles a timeout, and once again, we've got time to do business. Here on your station for sports, WCDL.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat, vanilla.
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef.
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Green ended up winning the junior varsity contest 48-40. However, they trail here in the varsity game. It is the Unitego Spartans leading 26-17. The scramble for the basketball underneath the green basket. Now they're going to say there's a foul called in there on number 44. That's Quinn Barnhart. Apparently, he made a little unnecessary contact. That's his first foul of this ball game. Inbounding situation for the Green Trojans. Long shot from the corner put up by Sam Adams. It will not go. Grabbed down by Unitego. Down into the corner, number 44, Quinn Barnhart. Barnhart puts it up. Won't go for him. It's going to be Green basketball. Now they work it in underneath. Number 22, Ryan Borst, manages to get his hands on the basketball, and he is down right underneath the bucket. It's an easy one for him. And it goes down to 26-19. Unitego feeding it down in underneath. Danny Shelton, left side, puts it off the glass. Easily down through the bucket, 28-19. Full court pressure, but the Green Trojans manage to pop on through it. Down into the corner on the right side, it's Danny Treadwell. Treadwell wants to shoot up a three-pointer. It will not go. Coming out of the pack for the Unitego Spartans, it will be Phil Youngs. Youngs just holding up right in the Spartan emblem at the center of this court. Finally catches his breath. Everybody gets into position. Now he feeds the ball off to Tyler Butler. Butler right from the top of the key puts it up. It's going to be batted away, and it will go out of bounds. So the Green Trojans will have the opportunity to move the ball in. Stepping out to get it will be Zach Wendland. So the sophomore feeds it back in to Jeff Carlin. Carlin signals to his teammates, go on down court. I'll take it across the 10-second stripe myself. He's going to be met in there by Phil Young. He'll dump it off to the left side. Goes in there to Ryan Borst. Borst has it batted away, coming out of the pack and going down court quickly. Phil Youngs. Youngs dumps it off in there to Quinn Barnhart. Barnhart goes right back to him, and Youngs is going to start it all over again. This time he'll try the left lane. He comes down, holds up, goes off to Butler. Now Butler feeds it back out to Youngs, and around the horn we go. Finally, number 22, Phillip Youngs, tries the three-pointer from the right side. It will not fall. Green comes out with the basketball. Wendland taking the shot, left side, and it goes around and finally is going to be batted out of bounds with 25 seconds remaining until halftime. It will be the Unitego Spartans who will try it one more time. Number 22, Phillip Young, 5'7 junior, comes across midcourt. He's going to be met there by Jeff Collins. Finally, he gets an opportunity to try it in. It will not go for him. They're going to feed it back out to Dan Shelton. Shelton has the range on that three-pointer. He puts it up. It drops in. 31-19 is our score as the buzzer sounds and we go to halftime. It has been the Unitego Spartans showing why they are unbeaten in league play this season. We'll be back with a halftime show coming up for you for the fine folks at the Morabito Fuel Group. Morabito Energy Products is the sponsor for our halftime report, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Give them a call anytime, Sydney, 607-563-HEAT. Morabito Energy Products. Proud to bring you basketball here on your station for sports, WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
The Amsterdam Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Grace and Chase Miller back here at courtside at Unitigo Central School, as it's the Unitigo Spartans leading the Green Trojans 31-19 at the half. And we saw a great second quarter turn-on, I guess you could best call it, by Danny Shelton. Up until the, all the way through the first quarter of this ballgame, nobody had really stood out. We had a lot of people with 4 points or 5 points or 3 points, but nobody had walked away from everything. But Shelton owned the second period of play. He is now up to 16 points. So if I look at the unofficial scoring for the Unitigo Spartans, we have 2 points for Kellen Komenda. We have 4 points for Phil Young, 16 for Dan Shelton, 4 points for Travis Woods. Quinn Barnhart has dropped in a couple. And Nick Becht has managed to put in 3 points. For the Green Trojans, it's still pretty much an even-Steven affair, as we have Zach Wendland with 3 points, one put up by Sam Adams, a two-pointer by Jeff Carlin. 6 points have been added by Ryan Borst, 2 points by Akeen Daniels, 3 for Jeremy Fleur, and 2 points for Brandon Davis. That's what we're seeing here so far in this contest today. We're at halftime, about 6 minutes coming up in this ballgame. One of the things that we started this year at WCDO, or maybe we ought to say WCDO Sports, is we are archiving all of our sports broadcasts. So if you happen to have relatives out of the area and think that they might want to catch a game, just have them go to WCDO's website, go into the sports area, and click on the archive tab. All of our football games for 2011 and these basketball games for 2011-2012, they're all listed right there. You just click and listen. It's as easy as that. And another service for your station for sports in the Tri-Town area, WCDO, Sydney's very own radio station. Well, we mentioned before the unbeaten league play of the Unitigo Spartans. They were beaten in a non-league game against Shenango Valley. That was the only loss of the year. It has not been a cakewalk for the Spartans. They ended up having an overtime win against Oxford, 59-56, and they've had a blowout also where they scored 41 more than deposit in a 71-30 rout. Outside of that, most of the games have been somewhere in the neighborhood of the 10, 15, 20-point Unitego Spartan victory as they've beaten all of the other familiar MAC conference teams. So they're just about midway in the schedule right now. They'll be playing against they're going to be playing against Sydney down at Sydney next week. And then they have games against Hancock, Afton, Unitego Valley, and Walton. And then they move into that thing called the playoffs. So that's the situation for the Unitego Spartans. Well, talking about the Unitego Spartans, they're back out on the court as they have come out of their locker room and now are beginning to do their warm-ups. The Green Trojans are still in the locker room, but we have about 3.5 minutes until the second half of this ball game, so that's a good opportunity for us to take care of some business. You're listening to your station for sports in the Tri-Town area, WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert Design Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert Design Care Associates.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessup House Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessup House is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessup House Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves, along with Chase Miller, as we're getting settled back in, ready for period number three. And that'll be coming your way here momentarily. So it is always a great time to be able to return back to the friendly confines here. Now, you are doing quite well there, lad. I hate to tell you. But, you know, this may be a ragtag back-and-forth sort of game, but it is not anywhere near as bad as you thought it was going to be.
I guess not, but it still is pretty quick for the first time being back.
Well, you see, I missed you this year at football. I mean, last year it was a great opportunity, and this year you had to do that thing called play football.
Yeah.
You know, that, you
gotta do what you gotta do, I guess.
You gotta do what you gotta do, but that does bugger up the broadcasting schedule. Well, we have the buzzer sounding. That means that we're going to be back at action here momentarily. I want to say a special thank you today to the fine folks at Marabito Energy Products. They have been doing our halftime reports and doing the being the halftime sponsor. They tell me now for something in the neighborhood of 30 years, since I believe it was somewhere in the neighborhood of 1986 that they started as a regular sponsor and have been doing the halftime reports for football and basketball throughout that entire time. And I want to say a big thank you to the Marabito family and all of the fine folks at Marabito Energy Products. So, 8 minutes being put back up on the scoreboard as the clock has been reset. It will be the Unitego Spartans inbounding the ball. It's going to be the usual workhorses, Butler and Youngs. I also see Shelton in there. Woods is in there. Yep, the full starting contingent as Quinn Barnhart will round out the starting five. Here we go. Ball goes off to Tyler Butler. Butler out in front to Phillip Youngs. Youngs is going to try the baseline, and he is going to have running room, and he will score. So Phil Young gets the advantage that he wants, and down he goes. Danny Treadwell, Sam Adams, Jeff Cowan, Ryan Borson, Brandon Davis in there for the Green Trojans. The ball in underneath. Finally, it's going to be grabbed down by Treadwell. He comes off to the near side in there to Ryan Borst. Borst in underneath. Finally feeds it back out to Jeff Cowan. Cowan will take a shot. It won't go for him. Rebound put up by Sam Adams. And a whistle on the play. The whistle will be in there on number 30. That is Dan Shelton. And Shelton, you signal that as well. That is, I don't think it was his four. I have it was, yeah, now they've gone ahead and corrected the scoreboard. It is his second. They still had the foul up there on Quinn Barnhart, and that didn't look right. At the foul line, Sam Adams, he puts up the first, puts up the second, and it now goes to 33-20. 13-point lead for the Unitigo Spartans. They're the hometown fans here tonight. Ball fed off to Danny Shelton. Shelton at the top of the key, moves it out to Travis Woods. Woods out now to Phil Youngs. Youngs doing a little bit of fancy dribbling. Now finds an open man in underneath. He feeds it in there to Travis Woods, right side. Little short jumper, and he's going to be fouled. He is fouled in there by number 34. That is Brandon Davis. Davis picking up his second. That will send Woods to the foul line. The big 6'5 senior looks and finds the bottom of the hoop. And he drops it through. He is now up to 5 points for the night. 34-20 is our score. Bounces the ball once and just gently bends those knees and touches it through, and he's up to six now. 35-20, full court pressure being applied by the Unitigo Spartans. Treadwell now moves the ball off to the far side, goes in there to Jeff Carlin. Carlin has it stolen away by Young. Young tries to break out in front of the pack and actually kicks the ball away all by his lonesome. Kellen Comenda coming into the ball game now for the Unitigo Spartans. And we are going to be having a very brief timeout, but we're going to keep that thing right here and simply tell you that we will be broadcasting games each and every week of the local high school basketball season. Greg Davey is the man who usually does these games for you during the winter season, as he likes to sit here and watch basketball games. He's away on business tonight, and it's my pleasure to come in here and share the microphone duties with Mr. Miller. Well, the conversation is over, and we're ready to go again. Inbounding the ball, and it's going to be fed down. Bang, bang, bang. One man to two man to three man, and into the hands of Brandon Davis. And Davis, by now, is right in underneath the hoop, and he's got 2 points for the Green Trojans. 13-point deficit. Green behind in this ballgame, 35-22. In underneath, and it's going to be Travis Woods. Woods puts it up. And it is going to be called a jump ball. The official is right there to blow it. Nope, guys, quit it. No more rolling around on the floor. Jump ball. It'll be Green inbounding the ball. It's their turn. The ball is going to be kicked away. Kicked away in there by Dan Shelton. Shelton scrambling for the loose ball, and he ends up into the stand. Tried to save it, couldn't do it. The official will hand it off to Jeff Carlin. Carlin comes into Treadwell, bounce pass right back to Carlin, off on the near side, number 22. That is Ryan Borst. Borst back out front to Treadwell. Treadwell back to Borst. Borst says, okay, enough of this, I'm going in myself. He goes in, tries to take the shot. It's going to be batted away by Travis Woods. And coming out of the pack with it will be Quinn Barnhart, who will go to the basket. 37-22 is our score. Dan Treadwell comes down the left side. He is going to go all the way across now to Jeff Carlin. Carlin goes in for the bucket. The ball is going to be rebounded back up by number 34, Brandon Davis, but that shot will be denied, and we are going to have a foul called on number 44, Quinn Barnhart. And on Barnhart, that is foul number two. Going to the foul line will be Green's Brandon Davis, the sophomore, 6'3". A couple of reserves coming in. Zach Wendlandt comes in along with Akeem Daniels. Daniels a senior, Wendlandt a sophomore. And at the foul line, Brandon Davis puts it up and through. 37-24 is our score. 5:18, period number three. Phil Youngs moving the ball up court for the Unitego Spartans off on the far side. He has Kellen Kamenda. Kamenda tries to force it into one of his men. The ball bounces away, finally picked up by Green. Green goes down in underneath. They go to number 13, Sam Adams. Adams puts it up, but it's going to be blocked away and brought out of the pack by the Unitego Spartans. They'll go down to Kamenda. Kamenda moving off to the near side this time. Comes on up to number 22. That is Philip Youngs. The shot is going to be put up by Unitego. It won't go.
Did Dan Shelton play football?
Yes, he did.
I'm going to say, because every time he gets that ball, he tucks it right underneath his arm like it's football.
Three or four of these guys we have seen in football and in basketball. We saw Kamenda, Butler, Shelton, Travis Woods, I believe. Those are names I immediately remember. Probably all of the others played, and I didn't remember them. Quinn Barnhart goes on in, and he lays it up off the glass, and it drops down through. 4:12 showing on the clock. 39-24 is our score, and we have time out on the court. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, I happen to have a moment. We ought to talk about the game that we saw last night. It was down, it was a girls' game involving the Unitego Spartans against Harpersville, down at Harpersville. That one was won by Harpersville, remaining undefeated, 57-44. And they, I'll tell you, that was a run-and-gun game. If you think this game is fast, which it is faster than a girls' game, but, boy, I'll tell you, the boys and the girls could hold on their own against each other. Inbounding the ball, it will come in to Zach Wendlandt. I love saying that one fast. He feeds it off to Sam Adams. Adams goes off to number 22, Ryan Borst. Borst will be within range. He tries to put it up. Left side, it won't fall. Grabbed down by Unitego. Down into the corner they'll go. Kellen Kamenda in that ball game for the Unitego Spartans. He decides that he wants to slow it down momentarily. Comes out to Danny Shelton. Shelton right goes right back to Kamenda. Then back to Shelton. Around the horn, Philip Young from the far side corner. Off in that left corner. Puts up a three-pointer. 42-24 is our score. And all by himself down court is number 33, that is Jeremy Floor. Floor opted not to take the shot, came back to Sam Adams, and Adams ended up missing. Floor probably could have gotten that one all by himself. It is going to be Unitego ball, and a long shot will be put up by Dan Shelton. It will not fall, and it comes right back to Green. Down comes Daniels. Daniels shot up. Nope. Lots of iron on the back, and it is going to be grabbed down by Travis Woods. Woods says, enough of this ragtag. He goes out to Philip Youngs, and Youngs just slowly brings it up court. Now they'll feed it off. Travis Woods, right side, 2 points. They make it look so easy. 44-24 is our score. 2 minutes, 36 seconds, showing period number three. Loose ball at midcourt. Finally going to be grabbed down in there by number 12, Kellen Kamenda. Tim Enda comes in, goes in to Dan Shelton, and Shelton once again goes up and scores. Shelton had 16 at the half. Now give him two more. He's up to 18. I think that's what they call a mighty fine output right there. And we have a very brief timeout, but we're going to keep it right here because we really don't need the opportunity to go back and catch up on any business. Coming up on the next outing for the Unitico Spartans, it's going to be down in a game at Sydney, and it comes up next Friday. And after that, we said they have Hancock, Afton, UV, and Walton. As they will, after that game at Sydney, they have two home contests against Hancock and Afton, and then they finish the season on the road against the Unadilla Valley Storm and the Walton Warriors. That's what the Unitico Spartans are going to be doing from here on out. Well, the 30-second timeout is just about over, and we're ready to go again. So it will be the Green Trojans inbounding the ball as it's going to be off in there to Joey Beckwith. Beckwith, who did a fine job in football for the Green Trojans, now fires it down to Akeem Daniels. Daniels puts it up. It won't go. It's going to be grabbed down by Jeremy Floor. Floor is going to be touched on the left side as he is hit in there by Phil Youngs. Youngs knew he was guilty all the way down the line on that one as he had a big smile on his face as he ended up looking at the referee. At the foul line, it'll be Jeremy Floor. Floor's first shot will go up, and it is good. 46-25 is our score. And we're straight up at the top of the hour. You're listening to WCDO, Sydney, New York. Harry Graves and Chase Miller here at Unitico. 46-25 is our score. Long shot put up in there by number 12, Commenda. It will not fall. Coming out of the pack, it's going to be Akeem Daniels. Daniels moves the ball down on the left side, as he has teammate Sam Adams there. Adams doesn't have a shot, so he comes back out to Daniels. And the Green Trojans have been frustrated by a tough Unitico defense. Now a loose ball in underneath as the ball was put up by Sam Adams. It bounded around a couple of times and finally went out of bounds, last touched by the Green Trojans. So that means Philip Youngs once again gets to bring it across midcourt. He's going to be met there by Daniels. Now he drives toward the hoop, but we are going to have a foul called. That one is going to be called on number 23. That is Akeem Daniels. Daniels coming to the near sidelines to have words with Coach Rick Smith. Smith says what he wants to say, and Daniels goes back in as Philip Youngs at the foul line makes the first of two. 47-25 is our score. Second shot is up and also good. As far as team fouls are concerned, neither one of these teams even close to team foul one-on-one situations at this point. Ooh, look out. Sweet ball grabbed down by Tyler Butler, and Butler goes to the hoop, and he has himself an easy two. And as a result, we are going to have a 50-25 ball game, and with that, we're going to have a full timeout called by the Green Trojans. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union. There is a difference.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
6-4, senior Sam Adams tries the right baseline, and he has got a clear shot for the basket. Give him 2 for the Green Trojans. 27 points now for Green. They're still behind by 23. Ball inbound, and it's going to be batted away by number 23. That is going to be Akeem Daniels, but he's going to be hit from behind by Dan Shelton. So that is going to be foul number 3 on Unitigo's Shelton. Green will inbound the ball. Wendt comes off on the near side to Joe Beckwith. Beckwith now feeds it into one of his big men. Shot put up by Sam Adams. It will not go. Grabbed down by Danny Shelton. So Shelton moves it back out to Phillip Youngs. Phil Youngs right at the top of the key will be fouled in there by Akeem Daniels. And that is going to be the second foul on Daniels. Daniels tried to smack that ball away. He's out there talking to Phil Youngs right now, saying it tried. It just couldn't make it happen. Now it is going to be Phillip Youngs who goes to the basket. Left side, tries to get around Daniels, can't do it. Another foul will be called on Daniels. He's not as happy about this one as he was about the previous one. He knew he had done the one before. This one he didn't think he deserved. Shot up and through by Phillip Youngs. 53-27 the score. So those are the ones that really hurt. Youngs managed to get the 2 points and then a foul. And so then he made it a 3-point play. That's a bit frustrating to anybody on defense. Daniels has the ball. He comes off to Sam Adams. Adams goes to up, but then dumps it off at the very last moment. Now they'll come out to Jeremy Floor. Floor down into the corner, but the Green Trojans forgot to look at the clock. And by the time Joey Beckwith put that ball in the air, the buzzer had already sounded. And we have period number 4 coming up momentarily. You're listening to WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Graves and Chase Miller back here at Courtside in Unitigo. And with the alternating jump ball situation, it will be Tyler Butler who will bring the ball in play for period number 4. So the Unitigo Spartans have it, and they're going to fire it down into the corner. Now it goes in there to number 22. That is Butler. Butler's shot won't go. Phillip Youngs follows it up, and it is down and through for 2 more points. So 55-27, this game pretty much controlled by the Unitigo Spartans as they're having a great year. And they're just exercising their rights at the top of the league right now. It's nice to have to be in first place in the standings. So it is going to be Jeff Carlin for the Green Trojans trying things from the left side. It won't go. The ball taken out of there very quickly now by Phillip Youngs. And he'll bring it across midcourt. He's looking at Kellen Komenda over on the far side. Komenda down in the corner now. Can't hang on to the basketball. It's going to be grabbed off in there by Mike Washburn. Washburn getting some playing time for Green. And on the floor, there's a scramble for it as Danny Treadwell goes up against, I believe they're going to say that was Kellen Komenda. And the officials are right there to say, all right, come on, guys, take a rest. We're out of here. And they will allow Jeff Collins to step out of bounds and inbound that football. So Collins, now two-handed toss, goes in there, and he'll get it right back, and he goes for a three-pointer. It will not fall. Climbing the air ladder is number 24, Dan Klischulte. And Klischulte manages to bring that ball down. He's a big guy, 6'4", senior. He came in here for the fourth and final quarter. Ball going to be slapped away by Jeff Garland. It goes out of bounds. Another substitute coming in, Andy Walker, coming in for Green. He is another 6'3 junior. Green has about half of, well, maybe not quite that many, has a number of guys that are over 6 feet. We won't take time to try to get him now. He's at 6'3". He replaces Brandon Davis. The ball is going to be grabbed down by Walker, fed out to Danny Treadwell. Treadwell says, okay, I'm scoring, so I'm going to take it, and he tries to go the center of the lane. It won't fall for him. The ball is loose. Kellen Komenda scoops it up, goes the length of the court. He has a layup, almost undercut by his Green defender, but it wouldn't go. Ball on the near side. Ryan Boris shoots it up. It's going to be blocked, grabbed down in there by Justin Fisher. Fisher, another one of the Unitico Spartan reserves. He's a junior, 5'8", wears number 40. Now he feeds the ball off in there to Quinn Barnhart. Barnhart's shot won't go. Loose ball, grabbed down by Barnhart and tossed back up again. It won't go for him. And finally, coming out of the pack, it'll be the Green Trojans. Danny Treadwell off on the far side. He feeds it in to Jeff Carlin. Carlin has no man to go to, and the ball will finally be grabbed away in there by Kellen Komenda, the sophomore, the full length of the court, right down the center of the lane. He puts it up and through. 59-28 is our score. 4:48 remaining. Shot put up by number 22, Ryan Borst. Borst has himself a three-pointer. 59-30 is the score. So in an attempt to slow things down a bit, Phil Young's coming in. He gets it across midcourt, feeds it off to the near side. Shot put up. It goes around the hoop. It won't go. Grabbed down by Green. Dan Treadwell feeds it in underneath to Andy Walker, number 45. And he'll go off to Carlin. Carlin now back over to Walker. Walker back to Treadwell. Left side. Oop. Ball gets away from him. It's finally going to be snared in there by number 22, Philip Young. Young's to the hoop and scores. So Phil Young, number 22, goes to the hoop and scores. He has 4, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 points in this ballgame as he is having himself a dandy of a game. We've got timeout on the court. 4 minutes and 3 seconds remaining in this ball game. No, we're not going to have timeout. They're just simply going to put a new reserve in. We'll pick that up for you in a moment. Green steps out and will inbound the ball. It is going to be Akeem Daniels taking a three-pointer from the near side. Nope, shot won't go. He gets the ball right back, fires it out over there to Jeff Carlin. Carlin going to be watched by one of the Unitigo reserves. The ball will be fed around the hoop to a couple of men, finally scooped up in there by Joey Beckwith. Beckwith in underneath to Andy Walker. Walker's turnaround jumper will not go. And David Van Alstyne in the ball game for the Unitigo Spartans. He's a 5'5 junior in playing for the first time tonight. Alex White also getting some playing time. White wearing number 14. He's a 6'1 junior. They feed it down to Jeff Witt, a 6'3 senior, also a reserve. So a number of the reserves getting some playing time. Unitigo inbounds the ball, tries to go in there to Witt. Witt will have the center of the lane, but the ball is going to be deflected away. He is fouled in the process, and the aforementioned Mr. Witt will get to go to the foul line. That foul on Andy Walker, that is his first for the Green Trojans. Shot put up by Witt, will not go. It goes around the hoop, and much to his disgust, comes back out. the 6'3 senior puts the second one up, and that one also bounces away, and Green will end up getting the ball. It's going to be Jeff Carlin. Carlin trying to battle his way in, now finally takes the shot, gets fouled in the act of shooting, so that means he's going to have a couple. The foul will be given by David Van Alstyne. Van Alstyne, who is a fine little football player, now watches as the ball will be put up by Carlin. It goes through the hoop. He'll get another one. His second one is also arched up and also finds the bottom of the bucket. Inside 3 minutes, 2:58, showing on the clock, 61-32 the score. Harry Graves and Chase Miller here at courtside in Unitego on a Thursday night, I guess you'd say this is. Jeff Carlin goes to the hoop, picks up two more for the Green Trojans. He was in a race that time with David Van Alstyne, and he won the race and put that ball through the net. Up court quickly, Justin Fisher, number 40, feeds it off to Jeff Witt. Shot goes up, bounds around a couple of times, finally coming out of the pack. It will be Jeff Carlin. Carlin says, okay, I'm going to take it myself. Carlin will put it up and through. And finally, number 21 has a whole bunch of points. We'll add them up for you when we get a moment. The ball is going to be Justin Fisher trying to go in for the Unitego Spartans. He's going to be fouled in there by number 23. I believe that is Akeem Daniels. And how many did you say that he ends up with? I know, just whole bunches and bunches and bunches.
Jeff Carlin has 8 points. He scored the last five.
I know. You get on a spurt like that, and you want to go for it. Inbounding situation, Justin Fisher. Arches one up from way down in the corner, tried a three-pointer. It wouldn't go. Loose ball, scrambling for it on the far side. It will be number 11, Joey Beckwith, and number 14, Alex White. And a fan out near the entrance saves the two of them from finding the unprotected, the unmatted portion of this gym wall. Inside 2 minutes, now 1:55, showing on the clock. It will be Akeem Daniels slowly bringing the ball up across midcourt. Now he picks up the pace, goes off to the near side. On the left side, he finds Joey Beckwith. Beckwith tries a cross-court pass. It's going to be picked off by Van Alstyne, but Van Alstyne can't get it away to anybody that is wearing a white jersey. So as a result, it'll be Mr. Akeem Daniels who gets that shot, puts it up, and we are going to have a whistle on the play as I try to see who the foul is on. Let's see, they're going to say number 45, so I believe that is Andy Walker who committed the foul. Bit of offensive in nature. Regardless, it will be Troy White going to the foul line. So Troy White, a 6'1 junior reserve for the Unitego Spartans, gets into the scoring column as he makes the first of two. Now we see a one-on-one shooting situation as we have 7 points or seven fouls for the Green Trojans. Second shot is going to be up and through, so he ends up getting two of them. Green ball. Green has five fouls. Ball will be fed down in underneath. Andy Walker puts up a big head fake, now dumps the ball off at the last moment, goes down in there to Zach Wentlent. And the basket is going to be up and through. 63-38 is our score. David Van Alstyne comes across midcourt, feeds the ball off to Alex White. The 6'1 junior now comes back out front, slows everything down. Justin Fisher near side down into the corner. It's going to be number 34, Jeff Witt, with the ball. Bounce pass in underneath. He finds a man there in Troy White. And the big 6'1 junior puts it up and through. So everybody's getting into the scoring act here. The ball will be out of bounds, last touched by Akeem Daniels. And the Unitego Spartans come right back with it again. They lead in this ball game 65-38. 27 seconds remaining. David Van Alstyne across midcourt. Now comes off to the right side. He has Justin Fisher. Fisher moves it in, comes back out to the top of the key. Goes off now to number 14. That is Alex White. And the ball will be brought back out to Justin Fisher. Fisher puts up a three-pointer. And it is going to be one more score in this ball game, and that's all it is. Our final score, 68-38. What a ball game. So a 30-point spread as Unitigo continues to score in this ball game. We'll be back with a closing recap coming up for you in a few moments. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Paper or plastic? Boxers or briefs? Plasma or LCD?
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Graves along with Chase Miller as we do the very quick recap. We have looked at the scorebook very quickly. Unofficially, we see that 16 points put up by Phil Youngs tonight for the Unitigo Spartans was topped only by 18 points, most of those in the first half by Dan Shelton, and it was just a great scoring output. Travis Woods also had 8. We had a couple men with 6 points. Kellen Comenda came in, got lots of those in the fourth quarter. Also, Quinn Barnhart had 6 points. 4 points for two men, Tyler Butler and Troy White, and 3 points unofficially for Nick Beck, also for Justin Fisher. And we probably forgot somebody, and I apologize for that. Nobody got in double figures for the Green Trojans. 9 points seems to be the best output. Ryan Borst had that. Make sure that I don't get unplugged down there, orange one. 8 points for Jeff Carlin, 6 points for Brandon Davis, let's see, 5 points for Zach Wentland, 5 points also in there for Sam Adams, and 4 points for Jeremy Floor, and 2 points for Akeem Daniels. Well, the Meng Insurance Agency presents the post-game dynamic defensive player. So the Meng Agency has been serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years. And they are a proud supporter of local high school sports here on WCDO. And this time we are going to go to Akeem Daniels of the Green Trojans. He was a real pest who, if he hadn't been in there batting the ball away so many times, he probably kept the Unitigo's scoring output down just a tad, and it might have been up there a whole lot more if it had not been for Mr. Daniels. Offensively, the NBT offensive player of the game, remember, being brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day, and proud to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years. So the offensive player in this game today, Mr. Dan Shelton. He just did it all, and he did it all early. He came through with 16 points by the half, and he was just so very, very good. Not only scoring, but also pretty much dominating the boards. So a tip of the hat first to Akeem Daniels of the Green Trojans for defensive work in this game tonight, and finally for Dan Shelton for the offensive output. Thank you, Mr. Miller. I very much appreciate your work for things today. And to Craig Stevens back at the main studios of WCDO, it takes a whole lot to keep us on the air, and we appreciate the efforts that everybody puts forth. I'm Harry Graves. Thank you very much for lending us your ears tonight. Hope that we'll get the opportunity to do it again real soon. That's it from Unitigo. Final score, 68-38. So from here, good night, everybody.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.